Dolphins have like 9 receivers vying for about 2 roster spots. How do you look at that? How do you size that up?
You know, I think a lot of it is, you know, earn that spot through practice. We practice hard and put a lot of stress in practice, and you know, and game time comes, you know, when you get a chance to perform, you just got to do your best. But, you know, it's tough, you know, losing Benz, because, you know, Benz is going to be a big part of our offense also. But, you know, that means someone else has got to step up. And
Brandon, how do you feel the chemistry with Tannehill is going with you?
Good. I feel like everyone in that whole drive, you know, for most of the half, got into a good rhythm and got better and better as it went on, and, you know, heart line and making big plays on third down, and Mike capitalizing, you know, when he gets a chance. And, you know, I think we're coming along just fine.
What do you see when you're in the slot?
Say it again?
What do you see when you're in the slot?
You know, it's a lot of stuff you got to look at. Triangle the defense, you know. If you get a blitzer, you know, that comes off the edge, you got to identify coverage and, you know your hots and your sights. You know, it's just a lot to go through.
With Dustin Keller out now, do you feel like that middle of the field, you're going to be used a lot more, after what happened in the first half, it could happen in regular season as well?
You know, I'm not really sure as far as, you know, the usage and whatnot. I just know Deion Sims made a big play in the game, you know, catching the ball down the middle of the field. And I think that tight end spot, you know, it's kind of open for those guys to, you know, grow up and become, you know, a starter in there. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm just going to do what I got to do to make plays.
Brian and Mike and yourself had 12 catches in the first half. It could be a lot of that now. So much three wide that you guys are going to use?
I think us three have a lot of special talent and abilities to get open and make plays after the catch. And our thing is if we got to live in three wide, that's what we'll do. But we just got to make plays when the ball comes our way.
I know you talked a lot about not being used to playing in that slot. It looks like you're getting used to it now. As you run just about every route there is from the inside.
Yeah, I try to. I feel like I'm getting better and better each and every snap I take. And, you know, it's a work in progress for me. But my thing is just I want to make sure I'm open and Ryan has a good place to throw the ball.
How much different is it for you in the red zone, especially in that slot, getting used to it, especially sometimes linebackers underneath your bigger body?
Yeah, that's the thing. One thing I have to get used to is working through all the trash and finding my way and getting my eyes back to the quarterback, you know, once I clear all the trash. But, you know, it's, you know, example tonight, I just got to make sure I get my eyes back. Ball's low inside, but, you know, I got to be able to make that play.
I can't. It's got to help your confidence going that this was probably the most important half before this regular season starts and you were targeted so many times.
Yeah, I felt that, you know, we were going to go through halftime, and, you know, I'm kind of glad that we got into a rhythm. We feel like we know what we're doing, and the offense kind of has a little assertive to us and finding an identity.